Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Wilson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Wilson. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Herb Plus. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ernie Orovitz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valdivielso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Weisselr. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Weisselr. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Orovitz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to third. Doby moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weisselr fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield takes first base on ball four. Dropo moves to second. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Orovets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Herzog who is chasing the ball. Minoso reaches third base with a triple. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Lawler moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Herzog. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Lawler scores. Dropo goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wiesel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stobbs pinch hits for Bob Wiesel. Chuck Stobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Griggs now pitching. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Herzog. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Minoso moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dropo bunts towards third. Yost fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Yost. Minoso scores. Lawler moves to third. Dropo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hatfield is walked intentionally. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Orovitz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lawler tags and scores. Dropo tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 0-for-1 in the game. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. Two outs. Ernie Orovitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Orovitz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0-for-1 in the game. Valdivielso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Courtney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Plus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Olson pinch hits for Hal Griggs. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Connie Graub now pitching. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Phillips bunts towards third. Yost picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Yost. Dropo scores. Phillips moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, White Sox. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hatfield bunts towards the mound. Graub fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. One out. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo juggles the ball. That's an error on Dropo. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 0 for 2 in the game. Plus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby, who is chasing the ball. Plus reaches third base with a triple. Courtney goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 7-1 White Sox. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Orovets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Herzog. Fox reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orovets. Doby reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grob fields it and throws to third for the out. Minoso moves to second. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Plus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Delsing now playing left field. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0 for 2 in the game. Valdivielso hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet pinch hits for Connie Graub. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Chuck Ellis now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 5 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio scores. Fox moves to second. It's 9-1, White Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Chuck Alice covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-3 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Phillips. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Herzog moves to third. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herzog scores. One out. It's 9-2, White Sox. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-3 in the game. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to third. Courtney moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Orovets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Courtney scores. It's 9-4, White Sox. Jim Lemon pinch hits for Jose Valdivielso. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Orovets goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5 White Sox. Ed Fitzgerald pinch hits for Bob Chuck Ellis. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Delsing fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Delsing. Lemon scores. Fitzgerald moves to third. It's 9-6, White Sox. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-4 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fitzgerald scores. It's 9-7, White Sox. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Washington Senators, 7. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.